part. Men's been slaughtered ever since the world began with old foolish conquerors and kings and emperors and all that stuck them out in the battle and slaughtered them down. What in the world's the difference, folks? Be abused as a child, be misused as a woman sometime, or being slaughtered by the tens of thousands of millions out there, men against men in mortal combat, suffering and dying in the name of the state. Baloney on this mess they've conjured up today. Year of the child, poor little feller. Well, yeah, it is poor little feller, but it's poor old man that in century after century has died in the name of the state of some stupid emperor. They've been tortured. They've been mutilated. They've been killed prematurely by the millions. Didn't nobody around mourning and parading around and sticking banners up about that? A man sent from God won't join in the folly. This demonstrating and messing of ERA and child abuse and all that stupid mess. The world's never been straightened out, and it never will be straightened out till Jesus comes. There's going to be child abuse. There's going to be women getting beat. All these things ought not to be. Not among Christians. But why worry about what's going on out here in the world? It's been like that ever since time. Can men do anything about it? No, just create greater evils in our society. Did men do anything to stop the black plague, the black death, and the typhus plagues, and other great plagues that wiped out whole civilizations and nations in medieval history? No, they couldn't do nothing about it. You know why? That was God's judgment on a stinking mess of perverted men and nations that had deviated away from the word of God and the fear of God and even acknowledging God to complete paganism and superstition. God devastating whole civilizations. You ain't God's up there crying because somebody gets abused or somebody doesn't get their civil rights. Don't you know God's up there just wringing his hands? No, when God gets ready to do something about it, ladies and gentlemen, God's going to do something about it. And you know who he's going to start with? These stupid preachers. That's the ringleaders in causing it. They join in more folly, the stupid preachers of America. Oh, they'll be my jury and probably executioners one of these days. I'll spit in their faces. They shoot me or cut my head off. I'll spit in the chief accuser's face. Sorry, devil. Like Paul said in Acts 20, them elders crying over him because they said, he said, you're not going to see my face no more. He said, I know I'm going to Jerusalem. Bonds and afflictions await me. But listen, I don't count my life dear. I don't count my life dear. He said, I'm not only willing to be in bonds in Jerusalem, I'm willing to die for what God has sent me to teach and preach to people. Praise God. All right? As 1 Peter 5 says here in verse 5, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. That's not sociably acceptable in this old society. Deviates, homosexuals, queers, women, libs, everybody out here parading around for their rights when they don't have any rights. They ought not have any rights. They ought to be put out there and fed to the sharks. We got such a bunch of stupid idiots up there on the Supreme Court and in Congress till just got the thing turned around in an inverted order. And God said for women to submit to their husbands. It said for the people of God to submit to them that's over you in the Lord, for they watch for your soul. But you have to have a man that God sent with a profile of a righteous man, a man sent, a man anointed of God. You've got to know his profile and submit to the man who God sent to you. God didn't send a preacher. He sent a man of God. Preachers. Sorry, rascals. Dime a dozen. That man's going to tell you the truth. Paul cried out to the Galatian church. That was the one he seemed to have the most trouble with. In Galatians 4:16, he said, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? A true man of God will not use a perverted Bible. He won't read to you out of the Living Bible. He won't read you out of the International Bible. He won't read to you out of the New King James Bible. He won't read to you out of this last bunch of perverted mess, some dipsticks brought up and called it the contemporary English version. He won't read you out of the Amplified Bible or none of those other old perverted Bibles or books they call Bibles. Another thing a man of God won't do is go around and want you to address him as doctor. I say that unequivocally. A man of God, son of God, don't want no title attached to him except brother. There ain't nothing in this Bible. The only thing, the only man that was ever had a handle put on his title was the Apostle Peter to Paul. He said, our beloved brother Paul. Praise God. Our beloved brother Paul. All this mess doctrine.
This is, oh, we got the bishop here tonight. The bishop.
You know what I say? Foot on the bishop. And the doctor. All these, oh, Lord. That ain't nothing but a handle for the world to look upon you. Oh, you know, he got to acknowledge that he's got degrees behind his name. Yeah, sorry degrees. D-D-L-L-D, long-legged devil, you know, all that kind of mess. Jesus said, don't call any man rabbi in Matthew 23. Let's get over and see what he did say about that. He said, don't call any man father. Oh, Lord. Don't call any man master. And then that bunch that use those titles, rabbi, master, and father. In verse 13, he said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you bunch of hypocrites! Them old titles and handles. He said, you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering in to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, you church members, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense you make a long prayer, therefore you receive the greater condemnation. Woe unto you! Listen to verse 15. You old scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, you encompass sea and land to make one proselyte, to get a church member. And when he's made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Listen to verse 17. You fools and blind! Verse 19. You fools and blind! Lord, have mercy sakes in this world. Going a little bit further. Verse 24. You blind guides which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Verse 26. Thou blind Pharisee, clean that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. There's a lot more in there, but I want to get down to the last one here for brevity. Verse 33. He adds insult to injury. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnations of hell? Hey, that's the man that came to teach us love. Can you imagine the man with the most love that ever lived on this planet talking like that? Aren't you shocked? Huh? Well, I'm sure not. He even talked worse than that. Lord, have mercy sake. The man with the fullness of God's love that came to teach us love and him talking like that. That same man said, let me get to this point here. I got a lot of scriptures here. I'm trying to cull them out here now. Go to John, the 14th chapter, please. I'm going to try to bring this to a standstill here. John 14, verse 21. The words of Christ. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. See, he said, if you love me, this is your profile. Then Judas piped up. It wasn't Judas Iscariot. It was another Judas. This was a brother of Christ himself. Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? No, I beg your pardon. The other Judas, the brother of Christ, came in later. This was still another. It was three Judases. I don't want to get you confused here. Judas, the brother of Christ, became an apostle. He wrote the book of Jude over in the latter part of the Bible, like James, another brother of Christ, who became an apostle after his resurrection. Now Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Lord, have mercy sakes in this world. John the 15th chapter and verse 13, he said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's a true man of God, will lay down his life for the friends that God gives him out of his servants, out of the millions or tens of thousands of his servants. He says that he'll lay down his life for those that are his friends. That's the profile of a man of God. In 1 John 5 and 3, the great apostle John that wrote this book,